Welcome to About Music, The Art of Listening with Brian. We're talking today about the use of dance forms in Baroque suites, continuing what we started last week. Today we look at the music of George Frideric Handel and Antonio Vivaldi. Composers skillfully integrated these dances into suites, creating works that are both structured and expressive. Just as a reminder of what we spoke about last week, a typical Baroque suite is a collection of dance movements, each with its distinct rhythm, character, and origin. These movements were often preceded by a prelude, an introductory piece that sets the tone for the piece. The most common dances found in a Baroque suite include the allemande, the courante, the sarabande, and the jig. This is a short description of these. The allemande is of German origin, typically the first dance in the suite. It's moderate, flowing dance in duple meter characterized by elegant, graceful lines. It usually starts with an upbeat. Next comes the courante. Following the allemande, the courante is a lively French dance in triple meter. There are two types, the French courante, which is stately and flowing, and the Italian courante, which is faster and more rhythmic. The third dance is the sarabande, slower and more expressive. Originating from Latin America and popularized in Spain, the sarabande is in triple meter with an emphasis on the second beat, giving it a solemn and reflective character. The jig is usually the final dance in the suite. It's a fast-paced dance of English or Irish origin. It's in compound meter, and it has a lively bouncing rhythm and features imitative counterpoint. Some other dances like minuet, bourrée, gavotte, and passe-vide might also appear, adding to the variety to the suite. Each dance brought its cultural flavor and rhythm to the suite, contributing to the work's overall diversity and richness. These additional dances are usually positioned after the sarabande, meaning after dance number 3, but before the jig, which is the closing piece. Regarding the form of these pieces, they are mostly in binary form, which we covered in detail in programs 17 to 20, if you would like to listen to them again in the podcast section. In summary, binary form is a two-part form denoted as AB, where each section AB is usually repeated, so it's represented as AABB, meaning the first section is followed by an identical repetition, then a second section follows with its identical repetition. Some of the dances I have mentioned, especially the minuet, often appear twice in this pattern. First minuet, second minuet, and repeat of the first minuet. Incorporating these dance forms into suites allowed Baroque composers to explore different moods and characters within a single work. The contrast between the movements, whether through tempo, meter, or style, creates a dynamic and engaging listening experience. Our first suite of pieces today, using dance forms, is Handel's Harpsichord Suite No. 1 in A major, which has these dances, a prelude, an allemande, courante, and a jig, and there are no additional dances.
Thank you.
Next, we move on to his suite number 5, which we will hear played on the piano. This suite has the customary prelude introduction, then an allemande and a courante, but then Handel changes direction and has an air, which is basically a song. It is followed by 5 variations on the song and is popularly called the Harmonious Blacksmith, although that name was added later, not by Handel. The last variation is so fast that it renders an additional jig unnecessary. Now we look at two of the suites called Water Music, written for an outdoor performance for King George I on the Thames. Handel composed his wonderfully jolly water music around 1717. It was first performed on the 17th of July that year, after George I requested a concert on the River Thames. So we're going to listen first to number 2 in D major, which is the best known, and contains an allegro, a hornpipe, which is a British and Irish dance, a minuet, a slow piece in the position of the saraband, a bourrée, and a repeat of the minuet.
Thank you.
going to continue with the third suite of water music, which consists of a minuet, two rigodons, which are a lively French dance, of which the first is repeated after both have been heard, two more minuets, and two jigs, of which the first is repeated after both have been heard, similar to what I mentioned with the minuet earlier. We conclude our program today with a work by Vivaldi. Vivaldi calls this work a concerto and not a suite, but the first and third movements contain dance-like rhythms, which has no doubt contributed to the enormous popularity of his spring concerto. Next week I'm going to attempt to help you to differentiate between the music of Bach and Handel, who were so prominent in the Baroque period. Please join me for that as we work out the differences and similarities. Now, here is Vivaldi's Spring Concerto from the Four Seasons.
Thank you.